Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on KNSS 98.7 1330. With us still is Representative Randy Garber. Now, Randy, you're not a freshman, so I don't have to ask you some of the questions I've been doing with some of the new legislators, like, you know, why'd you run and that, although after being in there a while, it makes you wonder why people run for this thing.
Yeah.
But I do want to ask you some of the questions. You know, we've got some things coming over, so you're going to kind of give us our legislative brief, what's been going on, what's coming up. I know SB 22, that's the, quote-unquote, the windfall tax bill.
Yes, SB 22 passed the Senate this week, 26-14, not a veto-proof margin, but
thanks to a couple of rhino Republicans.
That's that, right.
That want to raise your taxes.
And what that bill does is it decouples the itemized deductions from the federal use. Under Kansas law, at this point, if the federal deduction, if you don't itemize deductions at the federal level, you can't itemize at the state level. Well, as you know, the federal raised that itemized deduction to $24,000, so most people won't be itemizing on their federal tax form anymore.
It's effectively a tax increase.
It's a tax increase. Yeah. You bet. That's exactly what it is.
And that's what I've told folks.
Of course, the governor ran on the fact that she wasn't going to raise taxes. Well, by not signing this bill into law, she will be raising taxes on American taxpayers.
Of course, but she needs that money for all her pet projects.
So as I said, it passed the Senate, so that means it's in the House now. I don't know if we're going to get it through this week or not, but I see some pretty quick action on that. I would like to see it get to the floor by Thursday, but I'm not sure it will. And so we can put it on the governor's desk and let her make the decision.
So if you had to predict, how many Republicans do we have?
We have 84.
Registered Republicans.
84 registered
Republicans. We both know that they are not 84 Republicans.
We did have 85 Republicans elected.
Yeah, yeah.
And one,
that's true.
One came out of the closet and decided she's going to be a Democrat.
Well, and we also have a few Republicans that are not really Republicans.
That's exactly right.
So what do you think the number is? My guess is it's 79,
I'm going to say close to 80 votes I think we'll get. I don't think we'll ever have 84 with what we got.
Well, the only way we get to 84, and this is what I've said repeatedly, only way you get to 84 is if people get on the phone and they call their elected representatives and they call the two senators, Republican senators, who voted to raise their taxes and tell them, no.
Yes.
Tell them, I don't want my taxes going up. Your $1.2 billion retroactive tax increase was enough.
Yes.
And that's the only way this is going to change.
I was kind of disappointed with the Senate in one respect. There was an amendment offered that took the income tax away from Social Security in Kansas.
I saw that. It was a great amendment.
Went down. It couldn't even get five people to stand to get a head count. So we don't have any openness there. We talk about open government, and we didn't get it there, but that's the way it goes. I don't know. That may be offered in the House, too.
I think you should.
See what happens.
You know me. I'm
people to raise their hands, and we can get a roll call on it.
You know me. I did a lot of roll call, requested a lot of roll call votes.
Yes, sir.
And pushed for transparency the entire time I was in there, and famed for running amendments on stuff. I'd love to see them run that. What else? Anything else major coming up this week?
Well, that'll be the main thing this week. There's not a lot going on this week. I will tell you, there's a bill that I introduced in Utilities Committee that's put some setbacks on wind turbine industry parks. Wind industry parks, they call them wind farms. I don't think they're farms at all, but we've expressed some concern.
Well, there's not much growing in them.
That's exactly right. the only reason we have those things is because of subsidies and production tax credits, and crony capitalism is exactly what it is, and I think we need to protect our citizens from some of the possibly hazardous things that those that happens when you have those wind farms close to you. There's even been studies that it affects animals and things like that. So we're working on some setbacks there.
They do have some interesting exceptions. I know when I served my first 2 years in the House, I served on utilities. And we had hearings on, in particular, the difference between an oil rig and a wind turbine. Yeah. And the difference in regulations between the two is actually stunning.
Well, they are an unregulated commodity.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah. If a bird flies into an oil rig, the owner of the oil rig will be fined.
That's right.
And it's a substantial fine. However, birds fly into wind turbines all the time, and there's no fine. There's no legislation.
No, they are exempt, and it's really interesting. I was reading that this week. 4,200 endangered species they can kill on one wind project. Now, they systematically break their wind turbines into different projects, so that number increases exponentially as they do that. So they are allowed. We get fined up to $1 million for killing an eagle. They can kill 4,200 in 30 years.
See, and the thing is, don't get me wrong, I support, you know, let's do it all. Let's do gas. Let's do oil and gas. Let's do nuclear. Let's do wind. But let's have a level playing field at it and let the government, other than making sure that the product is safe, and that the market is fair and competitive. Beyond that, the government needs to get out of it. So if you're going to overregulate one industry, then overregulate all of them, or better yet, don't overregulate any of them and let the free market dictate.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a true free market in our
Or we could go with the Green New Deal and let cow farting and everything else go by the wayside.
Yes.
But within 10 years, all this stuff's going to be gone anyway because they're going to get rid of it all, apparently.
That's right. It's interesting over the years, if you'd watch, when the production tax credit was going to expire, there wasn't any building of wind turbines. Pretty amazing.
Hmm.
As soon as they found out, they renewed it, then they started building again.
Amazing.
Let's talk a little bit about the budget, the Laura Kelly budget. As you know, they separated K-12 funding from the rest of the budget.
So they did actually separate that out.
Yes.
So you can vote for one and not vote for the other.
Yes.
So how do you still have to pass it. Is there a pay for in the K-12 portion? How are they paying for it?
How are they paying for it?
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding is she's asking for $300 million.
You know how we pay for things, John.
Oh.
You know how
the money tree. That's right.
That's the money tree.
It's the
Kansas citizens.
It's called raising taxes. Yeah, again.
Raising taxes. That's exactly right. So I don't want to talk a whole lot about the K-12 budget, but I'd like to talk about some things that Laura Kelly has put in her budget. One is the amount of money she's giving to different organizations. Proposes a $63 million from all funds, $22 million from the state general fund for a 2.5% state employee pay raise at a cost to the Kansas taxpayers.
Okay.
21.3% pay increase for the judges.
Yeah, you know, that one, we've debated this one before, and you're talking about judges that are making over $100,000 a year. Is this, that's just the judges, or is that the non-judicial? Because the non-judicial folks, I get, and they deserve, and I voted
judicial
for a pay raise for non.
Judicial employees, 18.6%.
Okay.
21% for judges.
For just the judges.
18.6%.
Making $100,000 a year. Yeah, okay. There's money well spent.
And it also proposes adding almost 400 new state employees.
Hmm.
400.
Well, growing government is one way to drive the economy.
55 in the child welfare position, 55 new employees at a cost of $4 million. Okay. So we continue to see expanding Medicaid.
Oh, well, yeah, we don't.
She wants to do that. We don't even want to talk about
it. No, because her figures on that are just flat out lies.
Just way out. But anyways.
I'm assuming you guys are going to gut that thing and come up with something on your own.
We are looking at federally qualified health centers safety net centers.
Sure.
That would be for the people who are seeking medical attention, and it would be a much lower cost to our state, and it would be controlled by people who have a stake in how they spend their money. It's not like Medicaid expansion where you just give it all out. And by the way, also, Medicaid expansion is not going to save our rural hospitals.
Oh, no, we know that.
No way, we know
that.
The
folks in Independence and Fort Scott will tell you that.
They would have lost it, yes. That's right. Yeah. They knew that.
The owners of the Independence Hospital admitted as much. They said that's it might have delayed the inevitable, but it was still inevitable.
Yes.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you you stopping by, giving us the legislative update, and you know, if you need anything from me, if you need folks to get motivated, let us know, and we'll motivate
John,
them for you, my
friend. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show.
Oh, of course. When we get back, County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.